A lesson from Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Paul asks a rhetorical question here. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? It should be an impossible thought, not something we want at all. As Christians, we don't want to continue in sin any longer. But that is our daily reality in some ways, because we are saint and sinner at the same time. We have our new nature through faith in Christ, which makes us saints, holy, forgiven before God, and ready for heaven. But at the same time, we carry with us our old sinful nature, what we call our old Adam. We are still sinful. Saint and sinner at the same time is a paradox. But it is a paradox we live every day. The Holy Spirit has completely washed away our sins in holy baptism, has given us faith and new life in Christ, and yet we struggle to be holy, to live a holy life. How can that be? It is because we still live in this sinful and corrupt world, and we have not yet been translated into the holiness of heaven. Our bodies have not been transformed into that glorious body like Christ's after his resurrection. Here on earth, we fight a constant battle between good and evil, between the good we want to do and the evil we too often continue to do. But we find consolation and encouragement in the fact that St. Paul, that greatest of apostles, struggled with the same conflict, so much that he cries out in the very next chapter of Romans, "O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" The answer to our struggle is baptism. Every day we are encouraged to pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the very words with which we were baptized and made children of God. Every day our defiance against sin and Satan and our victory over sin and Satan can be three simple words: I am baptized. Every day we must drown and put to death the old Adam in us, our sinful nature, and strive with the holy weapons of God, God's word and faith, to reject our sinful thoughts, words, and deeds. God in his holy word promises that our sins are dead and buried, washed away in holy baptism, and now we live a new life in Christ as he was raised from the dead. Yes, we lie in sin and ashes, as one hymn says, but it goes on to say, baptism has the power divine to make life immortal mine. Through baptism, we have new life. We are born again, made alive, regenerated, renewed, redeemed, restored, forgiven. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Surely we don't want to do that. And so St. Paul says, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Through baptism in Christ, we are alive. We can live and breathe spiritually. We can walk in our renewed nature as children of God. What does it mean to walk in newness of life? Does it mean that we no longer sin at all? Is sinning and not sinning our main focus? Our main focus is Christ, the forgiveness in heaven that he promises to us. And during this holy season of Lent, we should contemplate our sin and the tremendous cost to our Savior, that he suffered death, that he suffered hell in our place. And at the same time, we should show our ultimate gratitude through a life of holy thankfulness, praising God for the freedom that we have from our sin and guilt and shame. Lent is a time of solemn contemplation of our sins and a recommitment to show ourselves to be children of God by all that we do and think and say. When we consider the benefits of being children of God, the things of this world pale in comparison to them. They are less tempting. The allurements and entertainments of this world mean nothing to us when we understand what it means to enjoy a holy life with our family in Christ. Spring break then becomes not an opportunity for wild living, but an opportunity to explore the amazing blessings of God's world, wherever we may be, and to enjoy time with the people that God has put in our lives. Wherever we go, wherever we are children of God, baptized and washed clean of our sins. We don't want to return to the slavery of sin, to wallow in the things that bring us guilt and shame. And so as we continue in this season of Lent, and as we depart for spring break, let us remember that we are baptized children of God and know his promises, that he will guide us and keep us in all our ways. He will send his holy angels to guard and protect us. We can spend time with our fellow Christians, enjoying the blessings that God gives to us every day. And by our actions and our words, we are witnesses to the forgiveness that Christ gives us through his suffering, death, and rising to life again. Baptism is our connection to that forgiveness in Christ, to that new life. It is our treasure that washes us clean and helps us every day to enjoy forgiveness, life, and salvation. It gives us a clean conscience and a sure and blessed hope for eternal life, so that we may walk in newness of life as children of God. God's own child, I gladly say it, I am baptized into Christ. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.